Oh yeah, P.O.L. Genius. So then Rick, he makes that awares. And nobody knows who he is or made it. But then there's knowledge being spread in that network there. And, you know, maybe they have BBSs. They got modems to their computers, and this is now the late 80s, no internet yet. Something like that. And yeah, that's good. So, and then these, and at the same time, we see how people around there in the society, as this digital cyberspace world starts to become more and more vivid and influential on the minds of the populace, of the people in general on Earth, billions of minds connected more and more hours a day to some screens. You got the satellite television first, you know, that which used to be one channel or whatever, now they are big powers fighting over our minds. So with this show, how it all happened, and the music and this and that, and the movies and the videos. So there is Rick in the middle of all of that, and we see then, we kind of put it on that story, you know, let that storyline be there and then fading and, you know, coming back to that one often enough, that the people in general globally, they're becoming more and more mind controlled, and they are convinced that they are thinking freely, but they are all thinking the same, looking the same, and so on. So this mind control stuff now is really put into action, that which Rick and this genius researcher friend were working on back then. And the awares, they are now struggling against that, to wake people up, to help each other. Because it's like an addiction. It's like being an alcoholic, it's like a drug that you take, and your reality turn into another reality that seems cool and attractive, and you can be that, which we really are very much right now, where everyone, you know, there are groups that each one have their own reality, their own, basically their own cosmos, because it's bubbles like that. We call them something, echo chambers or something online. So, but they are there, and this way, the very conception of the world, the world view, the understanding of a universe that we live in can be totally different between different groups of people, also different countries, races and all that. But now it's getting down to more, to smaller groups like that. And this relativism comes in there, that there is, each one makes up his or her own reality, you know, there's no absolute actual reality weird ideas flying around, and some of those ideas are just part of the programming, an intellectual part of it, which removes any of those, you know, absolute ideas that you find in religion, for instance, or where there's a strong philosophy, some doctrines or philosophical truths that constitute the fundament for the civilization. It all became relative, and it's easier to manipulate. So you are a business person, then you learn that same art, manipulating. So and if you're for making money on people, you know, you create subcultures and whatever, give each one their own universe, and then you sell products to populate, you know, for decorating those universes, basically. And others are using them for political purposes, military, also, you know, all these different. So you have them people who are not, it's getting really big. You know, some really, I mean, there are some people, very few, who sit there in control of all this media and control the minds of billions of people. And there are a few different camps who are also enemies, because those kind of guys are always enemies. They're always having an enemy somewhere. And then they try to use citizens, their, you know, their subordinate, their herd, for all the good, best purposes, which is really, you know, how shall I stay in power here over my empire? So, and they're fighting, and they try to bring people, you know, their subordinates into wars and this and that. So here, and among in all this mess, which we can just pick from basically the world as it looks now, gets down to that. It's about minds, mind control, how to free your minds, not lose your mind. And we have that secret society there, people one after another, and you don't know how many are in it, the awares, where that knowledge is given from somewhere. Is he still alive, the founder? You don't know.